Going to go ahead and call us back into order. We are on bills and resolutions on third reading. First bill is ONCA 1863, an act to amend the Open Records Act at 15 ONC sections 8-102 and 8-103 to include electronic mail sent on devices owned by the Osage Nation or accounts operated by the Osage Nation as public records and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. You have 8 minutes. How would you like to proceed?
Split my time. This is a bill that brings the open records law into the 20th century. The law as written allows for documents to be subject to open records, but does not allow for electronic messaging to have the same characterizations. So at one point, I didn't really realize this until at one point when I went to look for some documents, I was told that I could not have access to emails because they were not subject to the Open Records Act. So in today's world, we communicate by email. We communicate by electronic means. And we do official business through electronic means, as we see every day when we communicate with each other via email, when we communicate with members of other branches via email. And those emails, although official business, are not subject to being looked at through open records. It makes no sense to me. So, as I indicated before, you could write a document and you could bring it over here and get it filed in, and that would be a document that would be subject to open records. But if you emailed it, and it didn't get filed in, then it wouldn't be subject. So this is just, I think, for me, common sense that official records do come across back and forth through electronic means, and that's basically the change that was made in this bill, and I'd ask you to support it.
Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Edwards, you have more time.
Things. I just want to say that in the federal and state circles, these are records that would be open. And I want to say that in keeping with our pledge to be a transparent government, I think this is very important. I can't abide by excluding electronic communications from the ability of people to understand what their government does. If you don't want somebody to read something, put it in an email. There is a limitation, and that is that drafts are not subject to being discoverable. And also that if the request is not specific enough or too onerous, then you can make an objection. So there are some safeguards in there, but final official documents that are sent via email or electronic means would be subject to open records.
The question is, shall the bill pass?
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Mason.
No.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
No. The bill fails. Next is ONCA 1907, an act to amend 19 ONC Section 3-101 et sec, and include new sections of law to clarify the law is intended to satisfy the Osage constitutional mandates for the Congress to establish a merit-principled system of employment, to authorize the Department of Human Resources of the Osage Nation to implement the system, to include a grievance procedure and exhaustion requirement prior to seeking review in the trial court. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Edwards, you have 8 minutes.
Waive my time.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, the question is, shall the bill pass?
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Speaker Walker.
No. The bill passes. There is no alternate effective date, so ONCA 1907 is referred to enrollment. Next is ONCA 1925, an act to amend the criminal code on crimes against persons at 6 ONC section 2-134 to allow for spouses to be prosecuted for sexual assault and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Congresswoman, how would you like to proceed? You have 8 minutes.
I'll close.
Sponsor wishes to close. Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. I was happy to sponsor this bill. I think just from a personal standpoint, besides all of the statistics that we have, from a personal standpoint, I would say that nearly all of the women that I've known in my lifetime that had to face sexual assault and abuse, it's always been from a spouse or an intimate partner. And so that's part of where my heart goes with this. And anything that we can do to, especially to aid our jurisdictional women, because it's not just Osages, it's all tribes, but the women in our jurisdiction, we must do, and to the fullest extent of the law that we can. So I ask for your support in this bill today. Thank you.
The question is, shall the bill pass?
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There's an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONCA 1925 is referred to enrollment. Next is ONCA 1940, an act to establish in Osage law a budgetary process governed by the principles of transparency and accountability, defining terms, and establishing limitations, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, you have 8 minutes, sir. How would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. I supported the first bill that was sent through this body. I believe the number was 1857, received a veto. I've seen the sponsor work very hard and diligent on this bill. as well as the committee of jurisdiction that it sat in. Compromises were made. Discussions were had. And I believe now this bill that's filed, the chief has said he is in agreement with it, with the compromises that were made in the bill. I fully support it, and I hope that the rest of the members of Congress will support it also. Thank you.
Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against ONCA 1940? Seeing none, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's correct, ONCA 1940 is the result of what came through this body already, ONCA 1857, the Budget Control Act. That bill did receive a veto. ONCA 1940 was exactly that. It was compromise. It addressed all four points that were raised in a veto message. And so we have put this back out for consideration. It's clear that the nation needs a budgetary process established in law. That was a mandate from the Osage people in March of 2017, and I believe that this bill fulfills that need. So I yield my time to the speaker.
The question is, shall the bill pass?
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There's an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes, and ONCA 1940 is referred to enrollment. Next is ONCA 1941, an act to amend ONCA 1820, which authorized and appropriated up to $450,000 to meet the 15% match requirements of the Community Connect grant for the Pawhuska Overlay Service Area to expand it to the Hominy Service Area and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Pratt, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congresswoman Pratt.
I'll waive.
Question is, shall the bill pass?
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. The alternate effective date passes. Okay. Next is ONCR 1910, a resolution to approve the Osage Nation Election Board rules and regulations governing elections in accordance with the Osage Nation Election Code. Sponsor is Congresswoman Good Fox. Congresswoman, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this resolution? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, we had a couple of discussions on this resolution. One thing that I would like the Osage public to know is the election board is who writes the rules and regulations. Congress adopts those by resolution. We don't amend them, change them. They present them to us as is, and it's either up or down vote on them. So I would like to start off by saying that I fully support our election board. I've watched what they have done since I was a candidate for campaign back in 2012 to current day. And they work very hard to try to advance our election process, to serve the citizens better, to serve the candidates better, and to make the process easy for the voting public up here and then the absentee voters. I see what they do. I know the work that they do. I cannot support adopting the rules and regulations for the election, for our elections at this time. What I see that this new regulation has done is it has included language that would pretty much make the use of using your credit card, an individual's credit card, if they needed to do so during campaign season, pretty much make it ineffective. For example, if I were a candidate that didn't have much name recognition, didn't get many donations from the outside, and I had my own operating cash and I wanted to do a mail out, sometimes it can cost between $1,500 and I've paid up to $4,000 for a mail out before. It wouldn't give that person that may not have the donation and the name recognition that wanted to run for office, it wouldn't give them the ability to tap in and use their credit card, as a credit card usually is designed to be used to make monthly payments out, to pay out whatever you charge on your credit card. So if they charge their $2,000 campaign mail out, with this new language and the regulations as it is right now, they would have to write a $2,000 check out of their campaign checking account to pay off that amount on their credit card at the campaign reporting deadlines where those charges were made. Would that be a good thing that somebody running for office, whether it be chief or Congress, would that be a good idea for them to do so? Yes, financially that would be a good idea. But if they couldn't, it prohibits them from maybe being able to do a mail out, to get their name put out there. I see this new language as prohibitive to our Osage people who might want to run for office that would need to be able to use a credit card, as a credit card is designed to be used to make monthly payments. There was also this discussion in this talk that you could go out and get a personal signature loan at the bank and just put that money in your credit card. And I even think the statements were made as at the table that, well, they weren't concerned who paid that note off at the bank, just as long as you put the cash in the bank. Well, I'm concerned about that. I believe that if you use your credit card, it has your name on it, you're obligated to pay that. You wouldn't have to take loan documents down to our election office to show that that loan was in your name. Somebody else could have got it for you. I just believe it's, as it's written right now, it's prohibitive for everybody to have an equal shot out of the gate to run for office at the Osage Nation. And I can't support the rules and regs as they're presented right now and written, and I will be voting no for this resolution for the reasons that I've stated. I believe that our elections are supposed to be fair and equal to all, and I believe that this cuts out a segment of people that might need to tap into their credit card to be able to use and wouldn't have the ability to pay that off within the campaign reporting dates. Thank you.
Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, Congresswoman Good Fox.
Fair and equal to all. Well, the election board has said what is fair and equal to all is that we provide a process that makes it so that all campaign expenditures go in and out of one account. That's your campaign account, which you have to have when you sign up for elections. They have three board members that work year-round to make this process fair. And this is something that they have said in committee that they've struggled with since 2006. Every other year, we have candidates sign up. Sometimes we have 36 candidates sign up for Congress. Sometimes we have 15. There have been years where we've had four, five, six people sign up for assistant chief, four people sign up for chief. And they've said this, the way we've done it since 2006 doesn't work. It doesn't work, and here's why. It would be much easier, fair, transparent to the people that are voting you into office that there's one account for your campaign. And everything that you pay for, whether it's signs, a mail-out, a reception, needs to, all your money needs to funnel in and out of this campaign account. That's what's fair. So the election board mission, the Osage Nation mission statement for the election board is, the mission of the Osage Nation Election Board is to conduct accurate, secure, accessible elections so that people of the Osage Nation are provided an opportunity to participate in their government. Major goals of this mission include uphold the integrity of the electoral process, administer impartial elections in a manner that instills public confidence in the confidentiality, accuracy, efficiency, fairness of the election process, and to enforce election and campaign finance laws, educate the public about the election process, and increase voter participation. People look at our campaign report forms. They're a matter of public record. People want to see who's donating to you. How much did you self-donate? What kind of in-kind did you receive? Having one account makes this a fair process. And there was a solution to being able to use your personal credit card, which a few members of Congress want to be able to use their own personal credit card instead of having everything funnel in and out of this one campaign account. And the solution to that was fair. You can always take out a line of credit on your credit card and put that money into the campaign account and still be able to make monthly payments on that credit card with the cash that you've withdrawn. So I urge you to support the election board on this bill. Congresswoman Whitehorn mentioned it, and it's true, there are no amendments that we can make to it. Your election board has gotten together, they've worked really hard on this, and what they've decided is they need to make it so that it's accountable to the people that are voting us into office, and transparent. Everything you spend on your campaign is going to be out of one account, and that's what people are going to see. So I urge you to vote yes. Thank you.
The question is, shall the resolution pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congressman Bighorse.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The resolution passes and is referred to enrollment. Next is ONCR 1913. A resolution to authorize the Office of the Attorney General to negotiate the terms and conditions of an appropriate agreement protecting certain legal interests, property rights, and natural resources of the Osage Nation. Sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, how would you like to proceed?
Close.
Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Speaker, I'll waive my time.
Okay. The question is, shall the resolution pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Speaker Walker?
Yes, the resolution passes and is referred to enrollment. Moves us to motions and notices. Are there any motions or notices? Congresswoman Edwards?
Place the confirmation of Tara Manthey as the Legislative Branch Editorial Board appointee on tomorrow's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second to place Tara Manthey on tomorrow's agenda for confirmation. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Any other motions or notices? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to adjourn till tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Second. Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Seconded by Congressman Big Horse. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, we are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
So I started going through the trash and I found yours.
This one from this morning. Yeah.